Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Our guest, Tim Staples, the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, and I am your host, Cy Kellett. Any question that you have on the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church, we're happy to take. If you're not a Catholic, but you got a question about the Catholic Church, you can call too. You don't have to be a Catholic to call. Anybody is welcome to call. And if you have a challenge for us, go ahead and give us a challenge. If it's really hard, give it to Tim. If it's an easy challenge, then you can give it to me. 888-318-7884 is our number. 888-318-7884. Also, this hour, we are in the midst, and we really are right exactly in the midst of a great opportunity for us here at Catholic Answers and here at this radio program, Catholic Answers Live, because someone or some ones have given us $20,000 with the stipulation that we got to go raise $20,000 in 2 hours. And it may sound quixotic, but it's not. That was fancy, huh? That was a fancy word. It's not, because we have so many wonderful listeners. We're on signals all around the country and via the internet all around the world. And you really have been coming through to support us. The number, if you would like to make your pledge, and every pledge is going to be matched dollar for dollar this hour, just go to 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Lots of people here to pick up that phone and answer your call. You can also make a donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Folks, I have to say thank you. I was blown away, Cy, at the numbers of folks who called in the first hour. It's a humbling thing, you know, Cy, because we are dependent, of course, upon God's grace for us to continue to do what we do. But you know what? We're dependent upon our listeners as well, and it is a real blessing when you see folks giving. We had several people give $1,000, Cy.
Yeah.
We had several people give $500. A whole lot of folks are giving monthly pledges. Now, we are off to a good start, but folks, we're not there yet. So we really do need just to make that match. We've got to get that match. I'm hoping they'll be able to tell us. We're not sure whether they can add it up and tell us whether we hit the match. But, folks, let's do something different this time. Let's not let it come down to the wire. Let's get
an innovation.
That's right. Let's do something different. Let's get the match and let's go beyond, folks. We want to make Catholic Answers Live. We want to be able to expand, to do new radio shows, new and creative ideas that we have. If Chris Cech was here, he'd probably launch into a few of those that we've been talking about at the executive committee level here at Catholic Answers, folks. So we really do need your help. We thank you, those that have given. But those who haven't, and maybe you're that one that you want to double that gift that you've already given, we can do that. Maybe you're giving $20 a month. You can make it $40. Maybe you're giving $50. You can make it $100 a month. Folks, we need to hear from you now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The money goes to the same place, whether you go on the phone or at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Thank you to Brenda in Gretna, Louisiana, for your $50 gift that is doubled to $100. Bill in Michigan, a $500 gift is doubled to $1,000. James in Denver, Colorado, a $250 gift doubled to $500. Susan in New Orleans, a $75 gift doubled to $150. Veronica in Pennsylvania, a $20 gift doubled to $40. Gail in Texas, $50, doubled as well. Wendell in Cincinnati at $200, and Kermit in Lafayette at $50. All of those gifts are doubled, and we are very, very grateful for that support. 888-291-8000 is the number. For those of you who can make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more, we're going to send you, if if you will accept this from us, The Case for Catholicism, the brand new book from Trent Horn, and The Bible in a Year, edited by Bible scholar Tim Gray. We want to send both of those to you to say thanks for your support, if you're able to support us, as Lisa in Mansfield, Texas did. She was able to pledge $20 a month, and Lisa will be getting those gifts. And every dollar that she pledged will be doubled. She called 888-291-8000.
Amen. And folks, when you consider, you know, maybe, Cy, if folks could see it from the perspective of the apologists, right? And, yep. You know, every pledge drive, I try to communicate it, and I never feel like I can really do it. But, folks, every time I go out, I mentioned earlier of Father Skip, who's going to be writing an article for us, who I just met a couple of weeks ago when I was doing a men's retreat. This priest was there. Came to the faith as an evangelical seminarian through Catholic Answers Live. He said my materials in particular were a real blessing to him, and that was really awesome to me. And here he is now, a Catholic priest. He's now the dean of men at a seminary. Big, hulking man, too. Healthy-looking, you know, man and a priest. I mean, this is what happens every single trip I go on. Cy, I can't go down the street and do a theology on tap with, you know, a small group of 50, 75 people without having multiple come up and say the same thing. My life was changed. Folks, can you put a price tag on that?
Nope.
No, you can't. And so, folks, what are you giving to right now, right? What are you giving to? I'm going to suggest you can't put your money any place better, in my humble opinion. Yeah. I mean, hey, there are lots of worthy places. Don't get me wrong. But the salvation of souls, the transformation of lives, folks, we should be at the top of your list. That's my humble opinion, and I'm not ashamed to say it. 888-291-8000, folks. We need to hear from you now. 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well.
Help support this ministry for sharing the good news, for defending the faith, for sharing the faith with people all over the world. 888-291-8000. We go now back to calls. Ray in Peoria, Illinois, listening on 94.3 FM. You are on with Tim Staples. Your question, Ray.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I really appreciate it. Learned so much driving home from work every day.
Thank you.
Got a question. So there's two divergent thoughts here, and I'm trying to bring them together. I need some help.
Okay.
One is Adam and Eve. So we're descendants of the Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Original sin, the Garden of Eden, made in the likeness of, you know, God, that whole line of thought.
Yes.
And then evolution.
Yes.
Which means that basically at one point we stepped away from the apes.
Yes.
So help me to understand, were Adam and Eve like the first non-ape humans?
Yes.
Is that a way to say it?
Yes, it is, my brother, and thanks. This, too. We're getting some great questions today, and this is a very important question. In fact, I would encourage you to go to my website at timstaples.com. I have an article there called, Were Adam and Eve Real or Symbols? And I take you in depth to show, my friend, the Catholic Church teaches, still teaches, we have two original parents, Adam and Eve. They are not a 1,000 or 14,000 original parents or 1,400, depending upon who you read, because we need a wide-ranging genetic pool in order for the Homo sapiens species to survive. You know, the problem is when you look at this from a purely naturalistic perspective, of course, you know, that would make sense. You know, that, yeah, we come from this large pool of you know, 1,400 or 14,000. But we have divine revelation, my friend. And by the way, the Catechism of the Catholic Church makes this clear as well in paragraph 390. Especially check paragraph or footnote 365 there, that footnotes Pope Pius XII's Humani Generis, paragraph 37, that makes clear that the idea of, you know, we don't have two original parents, but our original parents are symbols of hundreds, if not thousands, of original parents, is not safe to teach as a Catholic. In fact, the sacred scripture makes very clear in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, that by one man, sin entered into the world. And if you read Romans 5:12 down to verses 18 and 19, the comparison is made over and over. Just as one man sin came, or through one man sin came, through one man righteousness came. You know, it's very clear in sacred scripture. It's clear in our tradition. It's taught in the catechism. Now, I will warn you, there are folks, and you know, and by the way, Pope Paul VI gave an allocution to a symposium on original sin in 1966 that all would do well to read. He lays out the parameters by which the invitees, now these are scientists that are investigating this and theologians that are investigating this, and he lays out the parameters and once again agrees with Pius XII that we can't go the polygenism route. Now, I'll warn you, you have a document, for example, by the International Theological Communion, I think it's called Communion and Stewardship, that hints at the possibility of a polygenistic view, but that is not a magisterial document. That does not trump, it doesn't even come close to the catechism and the teaching of Pope Paul VI and Pius XII and really 2,000 years of Catholic tradition. And so it is a very important point because, you know, when you get into this mess of polygenism, you open up a can of worms and you end up denying all sorts of essential Catholic teachings when you start saying, you know, how, for example, When you go to the Council of Trent, for example, on original sin, and it says original sin is communicated not by imitation, but by generation, right? By,
yes, right.
By birth. Well, then, if we had thousands of, right, of original parents, how in the world is original sin communicated? And some of those thousands or hundreds of original parents also would be pregnant, I'm sure. So how in the world is original sin communicated to a baby in the womb? You know, it leads to theological absurdities galore. And so, again, a very important question, my friend. We believe, and just remember this, though Pius XII says, look, Scripture tells us that God formed, if you look at the second creation story in Genesis 2, God formed man out of the slime of the earth. Pius XII says God, he certainly could form out of the slime of the earth, or he could have used living matter to form the original man as well. But at that point where God intervenes, he doesn't just grab a monkey and throw a human soul into it, but there is a substantial change to the body as well as to the soul so that you have a new living being,
yeah,
a human being. So Adam and Eve were not monkeys with human souls because there had to be a substantial change to the body. There was, because it's the soul that forms the body, the body would be substantially changed. So if Adam and Eve needed a greater genetic pool, God could take care of that. God can do stuff. So at any rate, great question, my friend. And you know what? Yeah. You know what? This is an example. All the questions that you've heard answered so far in these 2 hours, this hour and a few minutes, are the reasons why you need to give to keep us on the air at Catholic Answers, because you're going to get catechism. You're going to get popes. You're going to get this is what the church teaches. We don't speculate here. And I'll tell you what, if we do speculate, we're going to tell you.
Yeah,
this is speculation.
Right.
This is Tim Staples. You don't have to buy it. I'm not selling it.
No, as a matter of fact, you just did that a few moments ago when you answered a question about the Salvation Army. You said, I don't have any magisterial documents to back me up, but this is what I believe.
Exactly. But we at Catholic Answers are here for one purpose, and that is to give you Catholic answers. Folks, keep us giving Catholic Answers on the air by calling right now, 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's 888-291-8000.
I will say that Nick Chamberlain was very proud when you said non-human ape. Like, he was proud of himself. Like, oh, non-ape human. Sorry, I'm a non-ape human. That's good. There's no ape in you. All right, good. Congratulations on that. I'm glad you were proud, Nick.
Although I will say Nick's wife is not too sure about that.
Well, no, I know.
I've heard language like he's an ape.
They're still
something.
Early in their marriage. They'll work all those things out. 888-291-8000 is is the number to help us take advantage of this $20,000 gift that we've been given. The stipulation for that $20,000 gift is that we spend 2 hours on the air today asking you for your donations. And if we can raise $20,000, we get a $20,000 additional. I would say there's some urgency to this now because we're only on the air for just a little bit over 40 minutes before we're done on the program today. However, I do believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong because I'm often wrong about these things, but I believe I saw on a piece of paper that makes it official, by the way, that if you can continue giving your donation up to midnight tonight, and it'll count for today.
Excellent.
So, and you do that by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I will also mention the phones will still be open as long as people are still calling. But right now, if you could call 888-291-8000, every dollar that you pledge, every gift that you give will be matched dollar for dollar. Lots and lots of people to thank. I want to thank just a few right now. For example, in Maine, Bob in Scarborough, Maine, $200 gift became $400. Hung or Hang in Lincoln, Nebraska, $300 gift, $100 gift became a $200 gift. Sorry, Hung's wife is going, whoa, what? I just told you. Sorry about that.
Yes.
David in Lincoln, Nebraska, $120 gift became $240. That's how this works. Mary in Fort Worth gave an $18 a month pledge. And why did she give $18 a month? Well, because she's very generous and she wants to support us, but also because I'm sure that Mary knows that every dollar of that is going to be matched. And also that if you're able to give us an $18 per month or more pledge, we will send you The Case for Catholicism by Trent Horn and The Bible in a Year, edited by Tim Gray. I got to say one more thing, Tim. If you don't want us to thank you on the air, you can give the money and we won't. Like they ask the people. So I don't want anybody to be scared like, oh, I don't want to give money because I
That's a good point.
I actually saw a couple people say that on Facebook, so I didn't think of it myself.
There you go.
But if so, we'd like to thank you on the air and share how you have supported us. But if you're one of those who is anxious about those things, we will not say your name on the air. Just call 888-291-8000 to support Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. Every gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
Amen. Amen. Looks like we have some more absolutely awesome questions. So, folks, as you're dialing 888-291-8000 to give that pledge or going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, we're going to get to some more of these. Every one of these questions are fantastic. Look at this.
Well, we should probably get to them then. Let's go to Robert in Camdenton, Missouri, listening on KHJR 88.1 FM. Robert, your question for Tim Staples.
By the way, I hope you reach your goal. Just a question. This has to do with science and Catholicism.
Yes.
Just wondering, which does not conflict with one another or contradict each other, I don't think.
No, they don't.
But in a measurable universe,
yes.
How can we have such a concept of immeasurability or infinity?
Right. That's an excellent question, Robert. And really, the fact that the universe is measurable indicates that there must be that infinite being. And this is why, Robert, everything in the universe cannot explain itself, which indicates also the universe itself cannot explain itself. For example, this table can't explain itself. We know where it came from. Psi can't explain himself. We know where he came from. The sun, the moon, the stars. In fact, scientists tell us 13.7 billion years ago. In fact, some say now it's a lot longer than that.
Really?
There's been some new sort of
I thought it was
indication.
Feeling a little older.
Yeah, it's a little older.
Getting a little shabby around the edges in some spots.
That's right. And so think of that, Robert. Everything in the universe does not explain itself. To use Thomistic language, Robert, let me see if you can follow me on this. Nothing in the universe has existence within itself, but it receives its existence from something outside of itself. Well, if that's true, and it is, that is a scientifically verifiable fact. Everything in the universe does not have, every single thing and the universe in general does not have existence within itself. Its existence comes from something outside. Well, then there must be, of necessity, existence itself that possesses existence itself. And this is why we say in Catholic theology that God's essence is existence, because his existence is within himself. so that he is the source of all existence. And that is what we mean by, Robert, him possessing infinite being. There's no contingency. There's no possibility with him. He can't, in fact, Cy, he can't walk from here to there. Why? Because he's already there. He can't come to know something. Why? Because he already knows everything. In fact, if there's any lack whatsoever in that infinite being, he wouldn't be the infinite being. If there's any lack whatsoever in this that is the cause of all being, well, he's not the cause of all being. We would have to go back further to find the ultimate source of all being. So, Robert, while we cannot fully grasp infinity because we are finite, and like you said, we can't measure it, right, because it has no bounds, we can get a sense of the fact that it must exist, because you can't have infinite finite beings. You can't have an infinite number of beings all depending on other beings for their existence, because then there's no reason, there's no explanation for existence itself. There must be that infinite being. And even though we can't grasp it completely, Robert, it makes sense. It's reasonable. And I can say, you know what, as a finite being, I can't fully comprehend it, but I know there has to be that infinite and perfect being. Otherwise, nothing could exist.
Robert, thank you very, very much for that call. Once again, our number, if you would like to support Catholic Answers, Catholic Answers Live, while we are in the midst of this $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, give us a call, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We go now to Dan in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on 970 AM. Dan, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi. Very interesting show.
Yes.
I got a question. I listen to your show a lot, and I listen to it stated that the Catholic Church is founded, they believe in the Bible, and that they use the Bible, and they use what they call the Apostolic Fathers, mm-hmm. and they use the traditions of men. They use these three sources to form doctrines and form the Church. Did I say that right?
No, that would be incorrect. Actually, what all of the dogmas of our faith come from the two sources of revelation, which is sacred scripture and sacred tradition, as St. Paul describes it in sacred scripture. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, he says, "Stand fast in the traditions you have been taught, either by word or written letter." So the revelation of God came to us through Jesus Christ and the apostles and was given completely with the death of the last apostolic person, like Mark or Luke, who had contact with the apostles. That's why we say apostolic person and not just apostles, because there were non-apostles who wrote sacred scripture. So the revelation came to us completely before anything was written down. In fact, it would be roughly 20 years before anything began to be written down. The word of God was proclaimed on Pentecost by St. Peter, and infallibly so. It was proclaimed throughout the entire known world in that first generation, and there was nothing written. In fact, St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians is generally understood to be the first biblical text written down. It was about 52 AD. Most would be written between 52 to roughly 67, 68, with John's Gospel and Revelation, I believe, much later, even in the 90s. But see, the revelation came to us there. The apostles proclaimed, and then their successors, the apostles who ordained bishops, the Bishop of Rome being, you know, the Pope, the successors of St. Peter, they too proclaimed the Word of God, infallibly so, and then Scripture would be written down and such. So when you say through the Apostolic Fathers and to quote-unquote traditions of men, the Catholic Church rejects traditions of men just as Jesus does in Mark chapter 7 and Matthew chapter 15. We do not accept traditions of men. For example, Martin Luther's justification by faith alone, which is nowhere found in the Bible. John Calvin's double predestination. All of these traditions that have come in the last roughly 500 years through the Protestant revolution or rebellion. These are the definitions of traditions of men. We accept the traditions that come from Jesus Christ and the apostles. Does that make sense, Dan?
Yeah. Now, when it then, and that, I'm glad you brought that out. So, first of all, sacred scripture, and then you say that traditions, that, and these traditions are located in, say, sacred scripture, right?
No, no. For example, let me give you an example. Not all of them. For example, the canon of scripture itself. Like, for example, Dan, how do you know that who wrote the book of Hebrews? Do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah, how do you know who wrote
the book? I don't know. I think it was Paul, but I don't. Nobody knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
So this is the point, isn't it? You can't know. It's obvious if you go by the Bible alone. But we have apostolic tradition that tells us there are 27 books of the New Testament. There's not an inspired, table of contents in the Bible. We have to go to sacred tradition to understand why the book of Clement or the Shepherd of Hermas or the Epistle of Barnabas or other books are not to be included in Scripture when some Christians believe they should be in the first century and the second century. And so you need that sacred tradition.
Catholic Answers Live, more Open Forum with Tim Staples right after this.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Don't you feel sometimes like there's so many people in the world, how does he hear your prayer? Never think of that, huh? Everybody thinks of that. I'm only a little grain of sand on the seashore. Oh, but that's not true. See, God is God. And you and I have to let God be God. I don't know how he does it. He's God.
For more information on Mother Angelica, visit Religious Catalog at EWTNRC.com.
Welcome back to Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. I am your host, Cy Kellett. Tim Staples is our guest this hour. Tim is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers Live and has had some health scares in recent months, so all of us are very happy to have Tim back with us, looking hale and hearty. In addition to being hale and hearty, also fired up today because we get to do what we do, but Amen. Also because we get to come to you and ask you for your support in that endeavor, something Amen. We're very happy to do because we do believe very firmly that there's no answer that's going to help our modern world in the corrupt state that it is in except Amen. For Christ and his church. The answers are found there, and we want to share that with everybody. Amen. If you can support us while we have this $20,000 match going this hour, give us a call, 888-291-8000, $20,000 match. If we can raise $20,000, we get another $20,000 from a donor or donors. And it seems to be going very well, Tim. We don't have an actual report. It's not possible, given the state of the equipment here, to have an actual report on a specific number. But lots and lots of people have called and pledged their support.
Praise God.
Again, 888-291-8000. Let me just thank a few of those. Brandon in Newark, Ohio, $10 monthly donation is now $20 a month to us because of that match. Alan in Florence, Kentucky, $20 monthly donation. And Donna in Elmore, Ohio, her $20 monthly donation. Both of those will become $40 a month to us. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim, you were talking with Dan from Las Vegas, and he had asked about the relationship between scripture and tradition.
Yes.
And there was something else you wanted to say.
Dan, it was a great question. And his question was, in essence, but all of these traditions then that you talk about as Catholics, are they all found in sacred scripture? And my answer was no, at least not in a fully formed sense. And one of those examples is the canon of scripture. There's no, you know, as the old saying goes, there's no inspired table of contents in the Bible that tells us, hey, you know, 3 John, for example, or 2 and 3 John, which many fathers of the church and early Christians didn't accept, or the book of Revelation or Hebrews or 2 Peter, you know, there's no divinely inspired table of contents. And then you have letters like the letter of Barnabas or the Shepherd of Hermas or the Didache or the letter of Clement to the Corinthians. I've read all of these. And some Christians believe they should be in the New Testament. So where do you go to get the answer? How do you know? And as I mentioned to Dan, we don't even know who wrote Hebrews. Why do we have that in the Bible, in the New Testament, as the inspired word of God? Well, it's because the Catholic Church, as St. Augustine said, I believe it's in one of his letters against the Manichaeans, as I recall, where he said, I would not accept the gospel were it not for the Catholic Church that moved me to do so, because ultimately we have to accept the testimony of someone as to what should be in the Bible. And the fact is, Jesus, we know as a matter of history, established the church and gave that church his authority so that the church can declare that these are the 27 books in the New Testament. And we could talk about other doctrines. Marriage, for example. How do you know what the form of marriage is? How do you get married? New Testament doesn't tell you how. So do you have to go to the preacher? Can you get married in your living room? When does it become a valid marriage? Is it when the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and wife? Why? Where is that in the Bible? Is it when you consummate? Why? Where is that in the Bible? You see, right. I mean, we could go down the list. How do you know that St. Mark could write scripture? He's not an apostle. How do you know St. Luke can write scripture? How do we know Revelation ceased with the death of the last apostolic person? These are all doctrines of the faith that cannot be known apart from the tradition that comes to us from the apostles. So it was a great question, my friend, for Dan. We as Catholics believe the scriptures are the inspired word of God. They are a rule of faith for us, simply not the sole rule of faith. As the Protestant the original Protestant rebels, Luther, Calvin, Knox, and such, taught this false doctrine that's nowhere to be found in the Bible, that the Bible is the sole rule of our faith. No, we say a rule because Scripture is inspired, as 2 Timothy 3:16 says, but the spoken word is also authoritative, and then we have the church that Jesus tells us that he gave his authority to, so that when questions arise as to, you know, whether what the Bible is, for example, should we put Hebrews and 3 John in there or not? Or whether it's arguments over what it means, Jesus tells us in Matthew 18:15-18, that when we have these problems, you tell it to the church, and the church declares the truth of the matter. And that is the Catholic Church. And by the way, folks, that's why you should be giving right now to Catholic Answers Live, because this is what we're here to do, is to proclaim to Dan, to our Protestant friends, to unbelievers. We were talking about demonstrating the existence of God to folks who don't have faith at all. This is what we're about here at Catholic Answers, but we need your help to be able to continue at 888-291-8000, folks. We need to hear from you now. Our CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
So many people to thank. Robert in Alexandria, Louisiana, $25 monthly pledge. Randolph in Petal, Missouri, $25 donation. Michelle in Niagara Falls, $20 monthly pledge. Tim in St. George, Utah, $25 monthly. And he says, say hi to Peggy, but that's going to be a problem because we got two Peggies here. Joseph in China Township, Missouri, a $500 gift.
Praise God.
Joseph, thank you so much for that. I want to share one other. We have a gift of $1,000. And now I can't find it. Look at that. I was going to tell you this, but it was someone who said she wants to come to our conference. And
wonderful.
Yeah, we want you to come to the conference. Thanks for the $1,000. It got doubled. Oh, Deborah in Texas, $1,000 one-time donation, wants to come to one of our conferences. Just go to CatholicAnswersConference.com and look it up. Deborah, and tell us that you're the Deborah that gave the $1,000. I'd love to say hello to you and perhaps buy you lunch or something. I don't know if that's allowed, but that's a very nice, generous donation, and it's $2,000 to us.
Amen.
Now because it has been matched. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000, if you are ready to make your pledge to support Catholic Answers Live. We go now to Anna in Denver, Colorado, listening on 1060 AM EWTN Radio. Anna, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I just like to thank you for taking my call. My question is, if, like, once we get to heaven or after we die,
yes.
Time on earth is eternal.
Anna, hang on a quick second. It's really, really hard to hear you, like very, very difficult to hear you. I think you might be in a dead spot or something. So you're asking about time and eternity. I do have, Anna, a note from the call screener who says, is purgatory outside of our earthly time, or is it part of eternity? And how long do we have to wait for our souls to be repaired if time doesn't apply to us? So,
wow.
Anna, yeah. I'm sorry we weren't able to have a conversation about it, but Tim, your
yes.
answer.
Yes, great, great questions. In fact, I'm working on a book on this right now based on my CD set that I will recommend to you, Anna, in the meantime, before my book is ready. It's called Last Call: Death, Judgment, Heaven, and Hell. And I deal with this here. In fact, Cardinal Ratzinger, before he was Pope Benedict XVI, wrote a book called Eschatology. Brilliant book. And I use it quite a bit, in fact, in my own. He talks about this is an area where there's room for development in understanding time as it applies, you know, on earth versus in purgatory, heaven, and the angels as well, because time, they're on a different plane of existence. They have a beginning and no end. They're pure spirits, right? It's a fascinating area. But here, to whittle it down in layman's terms, let's make this simple, Cy, if we can. And Anna, if you're listening, we believe that time, as we understand it, ceases at the quote-unquote end of time, right? When Jesus comes again, you know, there'll be, what is it, Revelation chapter 22, verse 4, and we see it in Revelation 21, the heaven, we'll have a new heavens and a new earth. Jesus indicated heavens and earth will pass away. There will be no more sunlight and darkness. It will be pure light, right? So time will not exist as we understand it, but there will be a time of sorts. And this was Ratzinger's point. In as much as we have bodies, for example, and we could even talk about time in a sense for the angels, because they are not God, they participate in the eternity of God, but there is a sense of motion where an angel can cause his power to be felt here and then cause his power to be felt here, and he's not there because he's not omnipresent. Right? So there is a sense of motion there, potency to act. Are you following me?
Yes.
So there is some, but it's not time as we understand it, where we get tired, we get up in the morning, it's 6 o'clock. None of that exists in quote unquote eternity. Now, So in heaven now I was talking about angels, but those in heaven, the Blessed Virgin Mary, for example, who has a body. Jesus, in his human nature, has a body. We, after the final resurrection, have bodies. We will be able to move through time and space. So there is a sense of potency and act from motion from here to there. So there's some sense of time, but totally different than what we understand. Now, purgatory as well, you can see, even though it's not time as we understand it, they don't wake up with alarm clocks and such, time is not the measurement of the motion of the earth around the sun and that sort of thing. There is a sense of motion from potency to actuality because you have souls in purgatory that are imperfect. As 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 points out, they are in motion toward perfection. They are purified so only as through fire, Paul says, and they are finally saved. So there's some sense of motion to potency to act. And in that sense, Cardinal Ratzinger says, we can talk about time, but it's in a radically different sense than what we understand. And again, this is an area where we could definitely develop in our understanding. I don't know how, because I'm not smart enough to do that.
Yeah, but
I just repeat what has been said. but there are folks like Cardinal Ratzinger who say that we could develop our understanding. And I'll wait for them to do that.
Yeah. And you could, generally speaking, if Cardinal Ratzinger says that there's an area that can be developed, there's probably an area that can be developed. You can pretty much
I hope that helps you, Anna. And, you know, might I say, this is another example of folks calling in with very, very good questions on complex topics. And we here at Catholic Answers, what do? We give you what the teaching of the church is and the great minds in the church. And if you think that is worth supporting, I do, give us a call at 888-291-8000. We really do, folks. I don't want to see these phone lines dropping off here, right? We've got too many people in this building that are waiting for their phones to ring right now. So 888-291-8000, or of course, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
If you are able to make a pledge of $18 a month for 1 year, $18 a month for 1 year, in addition to that entire pledge being doubled because of our generous donor who has offered to double all pledges today, we will be very happy to send you The Case for Catholicism, Trent Horn's brand new book, and The Bible in a Year, edited by Dr. Tim Gray. Both of those are yours for a pledge of $18 per month or more. If you're able to pledge $18 a month or more, we're able to send those to you. If you can make a one-time gift of $500 or more, we'd like to add to that. We will send those to you, but we will, in addition, send Unlocking the Mystery of the Bible, the 4-DVD set with accompanying workbook from Jeff Cavins and Sarah Christmeyer. And you're going to love that. You're going to love that. So different levels people are able to give at, we completely understand that. And we're grateful for every dollar. We're especially grateful now. I suppose that's a way to say it, especially grateful because every dollar is being matched. So if you have a dollar to give and you can give a call to 888-291-8000 and give that dollar, it's going to be two for us. If $100 is $200, $1,000 is $2,000, please give a call now, 888-291-8000. We've only got about 10 minutes left in the program.
Oh, my goodness.
Now is the time to call, 888-291-8000. A few people to thank before we go back to the phones. Deborah in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, $1,000 gift is doubled to to $2,000. Kathy in Sierra Vista, Arizona, $200 gift is doubled to $400. Debbie in Fowler, California, $18 a month gift. Lana in Kirbyville, Texas, $50 gift. Michelle in Westminster, Colorado, $200 gift. Irene in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. See, we are an international show. $100. All of those gifts doubled. Tanya in Las Cruces, New Mexico, $18 a month doubled. We go now to back to our work, back to our day job. We go to Jason in Mount Airy, Maryland. You are on with Tim Staples. Jason, your question, please.
God bless you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
The general instruction of the Roman Missal, number 322, states the wine for the celebration of the Eucharist must be from the fruit of the vine, natural and unadulterated, that is, without admixture of extraneous substances.
Right.
There's an article on Catholic Answers written by Jimmy Akin,
yes,
where he states that wine that may be mixed with something like fruit juice,
yes,
if used for the consecration, would result in an illicit but not invalid consecration.
Correct.
The Catholic Encyclopedia has an article on altar wine that states that it would result in both an illicit and invalid consecration. Mm-hmm. So my question is, where do we fall in this? And then if we were to use the same principle for the Eucharistic bread, if it, yes, were, say, partially wheat flour and partially rice flour, what, right, would the result be after consecration?
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, that article in the Catholic Encyclopedia, what that article is referring to is when you have additives to the point where it is no longer wine, and then that would be invalid. So if you add so much to the wine to where it becomes just water that has some, you know, some wine in it, then that's water. That's not wine. So there actually is no contradiction there. So here's the key, that when we're talking about valid matter versus licit, the law of the church is clear that for liceity, you have to use pure wine from the fruit of a vine, no admixtures whatsoever. So if you're adding anything, then you have an illicit, whoever's doing that is doing something that's gravely sinful, because this is so close to the consecration. This is something that's grave matter. But it would still be valid. If you have additives to the point where you're no longer talking about wine, then you're talking about an invalid mass. It's not valid at all. Now, it would be an invalid consecration. Now, as far as the bread, the same principle applies. You know, if you have additives in the bread to the point where it is no longer wheat bread, then that's invalid matter. If you add anything to it other than leaven, because of course that's legitimate in the Eastern Catholic rites, but still, that's wheat bread. If you add anything, that would then, you know, we would say that that is no longer bread, then that would be absolutely invalid. But if you add anything at all to that bread, you're talking about something that's gravely illicit. Does that help at all?
It does. Would it be then advisable to avoid a mass where you're certain that the altar wine has an additive that would make the consecration illicit?
I would, if it's convenient. I mean, I wouldn't go to heroics, you know, if you have to travel a half a day or something to get, if it's a valid mass, it's a valid mass, and you can go there. But I would have words with the pastor, definitely, because maybe he doesn't know what's going on there. If folks are adding whatever it is that they're adding, you know, that is, as I said, illicit, and that's grave matter.
Jason, thanks very much for that call. We'll try to get another call in here. And Michelle in Salem, Oregon, watching on YouTube. Michelle, if you could state your question as quickly as you can, because we are coming up to the top of the hour.
Okay. Hey, guys. Thank you.
Yes.
So the question is, I'm just going to read it directly as it was written to me, is that the Bible teaches that all Christians are saints and priests, and they post Ephesians 1:1 and 1 Peter 2:9.
Yes.
The Roman Catholic Church says that saints and priests are special castes within the Christian community. I'm not exactly sure what he's getting at there,
yes,
but
I gotcha.
What
thanks,
do you,
Michelle,
say to that?
Bottom line, Michelle, I'd encourage you to go to Catholic Answers or Catholic.com, click on magazine. I have an article we just put up. In fact, two articles ago, I put it up on All Saints Day, November 1st. It's called Aren't We All Saints? I answer this very question here. It's at Catholic.com. Click on magazine. And then if you go to the names, you can click on my name. There'll be a drop down on names. And you'll see my name, Tim Staples. You click on Tim Staples and all my articles will come up. But the article is called Aren't We All Saints? And I explain how actually the Catholic Church does teach that we are all saints, but in a qualified sense. And it's interesting, they always go to Colossians 1, verse 2, verses 1 and 2, which Paul refers to the saints at Colossae as the saints at Colossae. But if you just read down 11 verses, to verses 11 and 12, he then says that God has made us fit to be partakers, Greek word there is merida, which means to participate in part, to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light. So there you have, yes, we're referred to as saints, but Paul qualifies it. He qualifies that in verses 11 and 12 and explains that, yeah, we're saints, but we only participate in part in what the saints in heaven possess in full. And that's why we only give the title of saints to those that are in heaven, because they possess it in full, whereas we are saints in the making, so to speak. Check that out in Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and verses 11 and 12. And again, I get into more details there in my article, Aren't We All Saints, at Catholic.com.
Can I just ask the second part of priests, of Michelle's question?
Yes.
Are we all priests?
Aren't we all priests? Yes, we are. 1 Peter chapter 2, and I have an article as well, both at Catholic.com and at TimStaples.com. On the priesthood, where I talk about this, are we all priests? Yes, 1 Peter 2, 5 through 9 refers to the universal priesthood of believers. We are all priests in as much as we are baptized, we are prophets, priests, and kings. However, among the universal priesthood, and by the way, it was the same way in the Old Testament, in Exodus 19, in fact, that's the very text that Peter quotes from in 1 Peter 2, 5 through 9, Moses refers to the people of God in the Old Testament as a nation of priests, right? But right in the context of referring, I think that's in verses, 6 through 8? You go down to verse 22, though, he says, call for the priests to come to minister to me. That is God. So among the universal priesthood, there was a special ministerial priesthood that was called out, right? The Levites, in a sense, but especially the Aaronic priesthood, were called out to be ministerial priests. In the same way in the New Testament, yes, we are all priests, 1 Peter 2, 5 through 9, but among the universal priesthood, Jesus chose certain men. And we see that, for example, in John 20, 21 through 23, where Jesus calls the apostles, gives them the authority, the power to forgive sins. We see it, he gives specially to them the power to say Mass in Luke 22, 19. He calls them in a special way to proclaim the gospel, for example, in First Timothy chapter 2, verses 12 and following. Not just anyone can preach, but only those who have had hands laid on them can preach, for example, in the public assembly. So there is a special called out ministerial priesthood among the priesthood of the faithful, and they are essentially different.
Michelle, thanks very, very much for that call and for making it your question so succinct that we had time to address both parts of it. I really do appreciate that.
Yes.
Again, we are in the midst of a $20,000 pledge right now that we have a donor or donors who have given $20,000 if we can raise today in 2 hours $20,000 via appeals to our listeners. You've been extremely generous. There are more people to thank than I am able to thank, and I apologize for that, but we've tried to thank as many as we could. If you will help us as we come into the closing minutes of the show, the number 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A couple things that I will say to you before I turn it back to Tim and let him make his appeal. One, we're going to stay here and stay on the phones until the phones stop ringing.
Amen.
So if the show ends and you're like, I didn't get my call in on time, just give a call, 888-291-8000, and there'll be somebody there to pick it up for some extended period of of time. After that, or even during that, if you make a donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, all of that counts as far as the match goes.
Beautiful.
So, and you can do that till midnight tonight at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, midnight wherever you are. Give us a call, 888-291-8000, $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That means if you give $100, it becomes $200. If you give $50, it becomes $100. $10, it becomes $20. And if you're able, if you can give $1,000, it'll become $2,000. Yeah. Tim?
And folks, please stay on those phones. You know what? I know sometimes you might not be able to get through immediately. Stay on those phones, folks, because we really do need your help. 888-291-8000, or go, as Cy said, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We love you. Thank you so much to all who have given and are in the process. Hang in there. We're going to stay here until every one of you is answered.
888-291-8000 is that number, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm just going to read names and thank people until we are done.
And I wonder how many got Jimmy Akin.
Yeah,
I want
to ask Jimmy. Michael in Massillon, Ohio, increased his monthly pledge from $30 to $50 a month. Jacques in Ellensburg, Washington, $250 one-time gift becomes $500 for us. Rogelio in Bryan, Texas, $25 a month. Thank you so much, Rogelio. Raul in Dallas, Texas, $25 a month. Reed in Spring, Texas, $100 one-time gift. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.